The Gemara later in Sanhedrin has a whole sugya about the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. And the Rambam dedicates two prokim in Hilchas Malachim to the Dinim of B'nei Noyach. I saw there's a Sefer Chemdas Yisrael, which is has a running commentary on the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs by the author of the Kli Chemda on Chumash. Kli Chemda is a pilpul Sefer Chumash. So he has a whole kuntris on the sugyas of B'nei Noyach. He has 60 pages, a long kuntris. He has a lot of ha'aris. So I'll give a few highlights of the. I can't be makatzah 60 pages worth in an hour. I'll give some highlights. We mentioned the earlier Achrayim came up with the chiddush that the Esrog HaMurkov is pasul. Some hold that Esrog HaMurkov is only pasul with the Rabbanan. Some hold that a lemon is good min HaTorah. That's quite a chiddush. That Sova Kadisha Alafandri was of the opinion that min HaTorah a lemon is good. It's only chumer with the Rabbanan, and a Murkav is only pasul with Rabbanan. That has not been accepted. We usually assume an Esrog HaMurkov is no good min HaTorah. Why is it no good? So the original poskim said that it's no good because it's a mitzvah boba aveira. What's a mitzvah boba aveira? Because when they do harkova, that's a violation of harkova silonis. Either harkova is done by the nochrim, so that they're working with the shita, the shach and yeridaya in the third chelik yeridaya when the Shulchan Aruch talks about planting kelaim. So the shach quotes the Rambam who poskins like that opinion in the sugya b'nei noach. That B'nai Noach Hamuzim on Harkovah Silonis. Not only Harkovah Silonis to blend a lemon with an esrog, Harkovah Silonis to blend an esrog tree with an Elon Srak that doesn't give any favors at all, that's also an Issa Deraisa, to do Harkovah Silonis. So the Achrayim came up with the idea, I think the Lavush probably, that this is a mitzvah b'Avera, since the Noachim did an Avera, and this is the product of it, mitzvah b'Avera. So that's what the Beis Ephraim. Beis Ephraim is a Shadas Tshuva Sefer by a businessman. Rabbi Ephraim Zalmalkolis was a businessman. He lived in Broad. He was not the rabbi in Broad. The rabbi in Broad wrote the Sefer Lev Aryeh and Chulin, which used to be a classic. Everybody used to use it. Now people didn't even hear of it. But the Balabas, the businessman, was more famous than the rabbi. He wrote the Shadas Tshuva's Beis Ephraim. So the Beis Ephraim has a whole Tshuva. He disagrees. He says, why should it be possible? He argues the point, and those who hold that an Esrog HaMurkav is pasul now, it's usually assumed because it's the wrong min. It's not because it's chaser, it's not a full Esrog, it's a blend of Esrog and a lemon, or because it's not the correct min. But they don't say because of this mitzvah b'aveir, or because of the local kol tayeva. They give other reasons why. There is a discussion in the Gemara about Metziah Daf Tzadik. The Gemara has a suffix with respect to Amira Liyakum. The Chachamim prohibited. We're not allowed to ask a Nochri to do Malacha for us on Shabbos and Yontif. The Gemara says it's only awesome at the Rabbanon. That's why you have certain kulas. If it would have been awesome in our Torah, then you wouldn't have the kulas. The Makom Tzad Balachayim, the Makom Mizayin Kizvei Kodesh, and so on. So Amir Leakum is awesome. The Rabbanan, the Gemara has a suffix that they only prohibited Shabbos and Yontif. Avelis also they prohibited. Amir Leakum during Avelis one is not allowed to keep his store open. So let's say the person is sitting Shiva, he'll ask Anochri to keep the store open. So Amir Leakum is also there too. Chalamoid Amir Leakum is also, the Gemara says. So what about Amir Leakum on Shari Sirat Torah? Let's say you're not allowed to make a painting of the sun, the moon, and the stars. So what if you hire a guy? We ask the guy, make a picture of the sun, the moon, and the stars. So the Gemara, it's in Ibaya, a Sufik in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, well, there was a Maisa Shahoya that someone asked the Nochri to be Mesaris his behema. You're not allowed to cause Sirus to any Balchai. It's an Issa Be'artzachem Loisasu. It's an Issa Deraisa. We usually assume it's not from the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, so Nochri can do Sirus. So the Gemara says there was a Maisu Shahoya, someone brought his dog to a veterinarian, a Nochri, to do Sirus, and the Nochri did it, and they penalized the man, and he said he has to sell the dog, he has to get rid of it. He's not allowed to keep it, not allowed to be nenu from the fact that they're Mesaris the dog. So the Gemara says, doesn't it show that Amir Eliakim is also called a Tarkula? So the Gemara says, either that, Or maybe we hold that it's lifnei iver l'sita michshol, because just like the Gemara says, you're not allowed to give eved ben achayit to bnei noach, the din of lifnei iver applies even to a nochri. So maybe that story, that Maaser Shehaya, paskens like the Shita and the Tanoim, that bnei noach and muzer and sirus. The Gemara puts the two together. Whether bnei noach is muzer and sirus, bnei noach is muzer and harkavas ilanis, the two shailas are one, is based on one pasuk in the middle of Chumash Vayikra. So the Gemara says, in that case, either it's also because of lifnei iver, in which case it's also min haTorah, or it's also because of amir liyakum bishari surim, which would be an isa derabbanan. So the maisa, you're not allowed to do it. Maisa, a person has a pet, he's not allowed to bring the pet to a nochri to be misarisit. And if he did, there's a penalty, you have to get rid of it. One of the dinim of bnei noach is gezel. So the Gemara says that although gezel by a Jew, if you steal from someone, you mukhiv to pay back, only if you stole a shavar puta. If you stole less than a shavar puta, the Mishnah in the end of Perek Hazov has chamish puta same. There are five dinim that depend on a puta. But by Noach, Noach is Nerak, is Chayv Misa, if he violates any of the Sheva Mitzvahs, Ben Noach, the Gemara says, so Ben Noach is Nerak, Al Pachas Mishaber Puta. So the Gemara says, therefore, since even a Pachas Mishaber Puta is considered Mammon by the Nachri, so therefore, let's say there's an apartment building, and you want to make an Erev to be allowed to carry. So all the Shem Shabbos participate together in one box of matzahs. Someone buys a box of matzahs from the store and he gives it to one of the Shem Shabbos to pick up a tefach to be kind of shutzvus. All the Jews who live there now in the building are going to move in until next Pesach. But then you have Nochrim who live in the building, so you have to rent for the Nochrim. The Nochrim can't participate in the box of matzahs because the whole Erev is irrelevant as far as they're concerned. They're going to carry with or without an Erev. So you have to rent for the Nochrim. So how much money do you have to give to the Nochrim to rent? So the Gemara says, since Pachas Mishavu Put is mammon by them, so you can do this chirus of shus even with pachas b'shavar puta. The chiddush that the Gemara has. And that Gemara, that the benoich has nerag on a pachas b'shavar puta, so the Rashi and Tosfos there have a whole machloikis, is there a din of kamle? The Gemara says, benoich nerag on a pachas b'shavar puta, v'lo nitan lehishoven. There's no mitzvah, he doesn't have the din of giving back the money. There's no din of heish v'sakzeil. So there's a machlokes there, Rashi and Tosfos on that daf, the first daf in Perek Hador, and Maseches Erevin. Is that because of Kamlei B'Dirab Mine? That Kamlei B'Dirab Mine applies to Bnei Noach also. That if the Nochri makes a Hezek at the same time that that he did an Averis, he's put him from paying for the Hezek, or Kamlei B'Dirab Mine is only a din by Yidin. Maybe it doesn't apply to Goyim. So it's a machlokes.
He's never got everything.
Yeah. So let's say his behemah makes a hezek. The Mishnah, that's a discussion in Achrenim. If the where the Niske Mamono apply the institution of Niske Mamono applies to Bnei Noach. The simple reading in the Mishnah Bavakam is that it does apply. The Mishnah says the difference. Shor shal nachrish hezek, shor shal Yisrael beitam beimuad. Mishalim Nezek Shav. So the Mishnah sounds like a Nochri is Mitzuva, a Nochri is Mukhiv to pay for the Hezekim that his Behemah causes. So what if the Nochri is robbing a bank at the same time that his Behemah made a Hezek? So he's not Chayiv Misa for the Behemah making a Hezek. The Mishnah sounds like he has to pay, but what if he simultaneously, he did a Ritzicha, he did a Gneva, so for that he's Chayiv Misa, would you say that he's Potter from paying? So some of the Rishonim there say, "B'neich nerag al pachas shav puta, but lanitan lehishavain." Why is lanitan lehishavain? Since he's nerag, so it's kamle b'derabbanei. And Tosfos, I think Rashi says, and Tosfos is not so convinced that kamle b'derabbanei applies to b'nei noach. How much of the dinim of choftal rovus and zikan apply to b'nei noach? That's a question. So the Ramban Chumash claims that the dinim, one of the dinim b'nei noach is dinim. So one of the dinim in the mitzvah of dinim includes the payment of all the choftal rovus and zikan. That's how the Ramban writes. It's probably labdavke. It's probably not meduyak, because the Gemara says, Gemara quotes the pasuk Shom Sam Lachokam Mishpat V'Shom Nisohu. That's on Nun Vov on the base when they were in Mora. The Mora Nitztavo Aladinim, when they lived in the city, when they were left at Eretz Mitzrayim on the way to Maimon Hasina in the first 7 weeks, so they stopped off in Mora. So the water was bitter. Vayashlacha, and Rabbeinu Shlom told Moshe Rabbeinu to throw a piece of a branch of a tree into the water. Vayimtiku amoyim. The water was bitter, and the tree was bitter, and a miracle occurred, and the water became sweet. Sham samalachok hamishpa v'sham niso. So the Gemara says, what was given in Mara? So the Gemara says, Kibir Aviyem was given. Because it says in Waschanan, when the Aseres Adibis are recorded, it says, Kabiris Alecha v'simecha kasher tzivisicha, as I instructed you. As I told you on Parshas Yisro, Luchas Shnias means kasher tzivisicha, Luchas Rishainas. So the Gemara says, no, the text is supposed to be the same text. Luchas Rishainas, Luchas Shnias, the same text. So kasher tzivisicha was said in Parshas Yisro also. There are discrepancies. We're not so sure how to deal with the discrepancies between the text of the Aseres Adibis as they appear in Parshas Yisro and the text as it appears in Parshas Vayeschanan. There are quite a few discrepancies. The Gemara is only worried about Zocha V'Shama. The Ramban Chumash wonders, why are you only worried about Zocha V'Shama? What about all the other discrepancies? Ramban says the others are minor discrepancies. And when the Chumash quotes what it says in the Aseres Adibis, the Chumash quotes what Paro said, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Lavan said, the Yaakov Avinu, when they quote, it's not necessarily verbatim. It's not necessarily so that the text of the Aseres Adibis was what it said in Vayeschanan, what it says in Yisro. Could be, it's approximately what it said. But here, the Chazal were worried. Zocher v'Shama are two different things. It's a contradiction. Zocher is a mitzvah seseh, and Shama is a loy seseh. Shama pen v'yal is a lav. So that's why the Chazal said it's a discrepancy. So they say this, they were both proclaimed at the same time. It doesn't answer what was in the text in Aseres Adibis. Was it written Zohar? Was it written Shama? The Gemara says they were both proclaimed. What about what was written? So that's left to our imagination. That's Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a discussion about that. So the Maisa, what was written on the Luchas? But Kasher Tzivisicha, you can't say Kasher Tzivisicha. And Vayeschanan means as I told you already in the Luchas Rishonos. Luchas Rishonos, Luchas Shnias were the same text. There is no difference in what's written. So Kasher Tzivisicha means that Kibbut Aviyem was given Koyde Matan Torah. So the Gemara assumes that it was given B'mara. That it says Sham Sam Lachok HaMishpat V'Sham Niso, that Kibbut Aviyem was given. So the Gemara says also Mishpat means that Dinim. The Halach of Dinim was given to the Jewish people in Mara. So the Gemara says, Dinim is one of the Shevet Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. What do you mean it was given to the Jewish people? A new mitzvah was given. All the B'nei Noach are mechuyev to observe Dinim. So the Gemara says, no. The B'nei Noach only have Dinim, and we have Knossos. The Gemara gives a few suggestions. One suggestion is that the concept of Knoss, Pen, Kefil, Dal, Vehei, or this is Mefata, Moiti, Shemra, all of the payments that are Knoss, that's only the B'nei Yisrael. So the Ramban is probably Labdavka. Ramban says, all the Chof, Dal, Rav, Nezik, and apply to the B'nai Noach, everything is included in Dinim. It probably it's Lav Davke. Quite a few of the Chav Dala Rav is Nizik and Akev Dala Vehei and it's a Mefat and Moitz Hashemah. That's all Knas. It doesn't apply. The Pashtus is that the Rabban is Lav Davke. There's a Gemara in the end of Chulin. The Gemara says that the Rabban Shalom gave 30 mitzvahs to the B'nai Noach. Where the 30 mitzvahs? The 7 mitzvahs B'nai Noach. How were there 30? So one of the Achronim in the back of the Gemara has this Charifas. He says that there were 7 mitzvahs. There were 6 in Dinim. And Dinim is 24. Because Ramban HaChumash said that Chav Tal HaRav is Nezik. And so 24 and 6 is 30. And higher mathematics, 24 and 6 is 30. So the Pashtus is that that's a joke. When Ramban wrote that it's Chav Tal HaRav is Nezik, and it's Lav Davke. It didn't mean Chav Tal HaRav is Nezik. It can't mean that. The Gemara Beferish on the Nvavim and Beis, that Knosses don't apply to the B'nai Noach. There's a Chuvas HaRamah. The Ramah lived in Krakow in Poland. And he had a cousin, Maram Padua, who was an Ashkenazi, but he was a rabbi in Padua, in Italy. So Maram Padua went into Shutfis with a Nochri, they printed a Rambam, and he wrote Haggos on the bottom of the Rambam. If you look at a regular Rambam, so you have the Magen Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah, Mishlam Alechem, you have the Migdolos and everybody. Then you have, in addition to everybody, you have one line on the bottom of the page where they have Mar Mekoymus to the tour, and once in a while they have a Haggor. So that once in a long while, once every 20 pages, there's a Haggor there, a correction. So those are the Haggors of the Maram Padua. So he went into Shutvas with a Nochri, and they printed a Rama, and they were selling it to make money. So another Nochri decided he doesn't have a copyright on the Rambam. He didn't write the Rambam. He just took a Rambam and he printed it. He reprinted it. So another Nochri saw that the Jews are interested in buying Rambam, so he printed a Rambam also. He didn't have the Agos of the Marampara, but he just reprinted an old text of the Rambam. And he was selling it for less than the Marampara was Rambam. So the Marampara asked the Rambo he should write a tshuva to support him, that no one should buy the Goy's Rambam until he sells out all of his Rambams. So the Rambo, his cousin, wrote the tshuva. I think it's a little unfair. He doesn't, maybe everybody knew, but he doesn't write in the tshuva that it's his cousin. He got the right that he's writing on behalf of his cousin. So he writes that no one's allowed to buy the Goy's Rambam, the second Goy's publisher, until the Marampara sells out of all of his copies. And he gives a few reasons. So one reason is that the Rambam is a Sefer Sheina Muga. He's not allowed to have a Sefer Sheina Muga because the old Rambam didn't have the Hagos of the Marampara. Hagos of Marampara, once every 20 pages he has a Hagos. I don't know, it's hard to say that that's a Sefer Sheina Muga. But then the main punchline, the main thing is he quotes this Ramban ala Torah that the dinim for Bnei Noach includes all the chavtal that obis nizikin, and then he goes further. He says everything that says in Choshen Mishpat the Nochem have to follow, all included in dinim. That's what the Ramban writes. Then he says, and it says in Choshen Mishpat, they quote a Gemara from the second parak in Baba Basra, that if you have a full of brush man comes to the city and he's selling whatever. He's selling pots and pans, whatever they're selling. So, and then another guy comes selling perfumes, or selling schmachtes, or selling whatever they're selling. So if the first one, if one of them is, two people came to town to sell the same item, so you would have thought it's open competition, so let each one go knock on the door and sell whatever he wants. So if one of them is a Talmid Chacham, if he's going to have free time, he's going to sit and learn. So more correct is, Naktina Leishuka. The Bezna has to announce that Talmud Chacham has the right to sell all of his merchandise first. When he sells out, then the second one, who's not a Talmud Chacham, has the right to sell. Everyone has the obligation to support the Talmud Chacham, that he should sell his merchandise quickly, so he'll have extra time, he'll be able to learn. So since that din is printed in Choshen Mishpat, it belongs in the Yoridei, in Hilchus Talmud Torah, to be Mechabit Talmud Chacham, to support. So the Ramo writes, since that didn't say Choshen Mishpat, he's the one who put it in Choshen Mishpat. Mechaber the Ramo, they're the ones who wrote the Shulchan Aruch. So he says, since that didn't say Choshen Mishpat, so that's Chavtal Arav Zedik, means the Goy has to observe everything that's in Choshen Mishpat, even though this din is a Beit Adam Lamakim, to support Talmid HaChacham who are learning. So he says, the Goy has no right to sell his Rambam until the Maran Padba sells out all of his Rambams. That's a Mechudish Dikat Shuvah. That Ramban HaChumash is in disagreement with the Rambam. The Rambam holds that two of the Sheva Mitzvahs Benach seem to overlap, seem to be identical, Gezel and Dinim. Gezel, you're not allowed to steal from someone else. And Dinim, you're not allowed to take someone else's property. If you made damage, you got to pay. Isn't that an overlap? Gezel and Dinim should be the same. So the Rambam understands Gezel includes all of Dinim Amunas. And Dinim means that every city has to establish a legal government. It has to establish a court system of law. So if someone violates any of the dinim, they should be punished. They should make them pay. Every civilization is only civilized if they have a court of law. So the Rambam says, and because the people in the city Shechem didn't penalize Shechem ben Hamor, he was the Nasi in the city, and he violated a terrible din. He raped Dina Bas Yaakov. So they should have been up in arms. They should have punished him for what he did. And no one did anything. So that's why they all deserved an Einash Misa. Because when the Ben Noach violates any one of the Sheva Mitzvah, Ben Noach is Chayv Misa. So this one was also, Dina means they have to set up Bati Dinim. So Ramban HaChumash is very surprised. He quotes the Rambam with respect. He always writes with big respect, even when he disagrees with the Ram. We always respect him. He says, how can it be? They violated Dina Meshevi Altasa. The Ben Noach is Chai Misa. If he violates Gezel, he violates Vitzicha, he violates Avedizor, Bekumbi Aseh. Because they didn't have a legal system, because they didn't have a court system, or because they didn't press charges against Shem. They didn't punish him. So v'shev yaltasa for not fulfilling a mitzvah satzei, the chayiv and oinesh misa, how can it be? The Raman says, no, that's not the pshat. The Bnei Yaakov knew Shimon v'Levi, who wiped out the whole city of Shechem. They knew that all the people there were murderers and that they were in violation of Avodah Zarah and Gilei Reis. They violated the other seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach. They're not going to give them the death penalty because they violated them. That's what the Acharonim point out, that this Rambam is Lishitosai. The Gemara says that Avraham Avinu was told Ki Yitzchak Yikor L'Chazera, that the Kedushas Yisrael that he was endowed with was only going to go to Yitzchak, not going to go to Yishmael. So Yishmael wasn't Jewish, but nonetheless he had to be Mal Yishmael. Then the Gemara points out Avraham Avinu had to be Mal Bnei Keturah also, even though they were also not Jewish. Avraham Avinu married after Sarah died. He married Keturah, so the Bnei Keturah were also not Jewish. Only Kibi Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazera, and still had to be Mal Bnei Keturah. So that's a machloikis Rashi and the Rambam. So Rashi says the six Bnei Keturah who are mentioned in the Chumash, he had to be mal them, but it doesn't apply b'zman hazeh, who are descendants from the Bnei Keturah. They're not mechuyev. Avraham Avinu was Jewish, so he had to be mal all of his children, even though the children were not Jewish. The only child who was Jewish was Yitzchak Avinu. And the Rambam learns not so. The Rambam says that to all Bnei Keturah, their descendants, atzov kol hadoros, are chayv to have a bris milah. How do you know today which Arabs are descendants from Keturah, which are not? So it's a tarubis, we don't know who is who. So the Rambam says, they're all mechuyev to be mal misofik. But if they're not going to want to do the bris milah, you don't give them the death penalty because, one would have said, because Shev al Tasa, because when a Nochri violates an Aver Bikum V'Yasei, he's Nerag on the Sheva Mitzvah Benoch, because he violated Bikum V'Yasei. But the Rambam holds that even Chayv Misa, but the Shev al Tasa, they're not fulfilling Dinim. So the Rambam writes Lishitosa that any Arab today who doesn't want to do Milah, we can't give him the death penalty, because of Shevi Al Tasa. No, if you would know for sure he's the descendant from the Bnei Keturah, he would be Chayv Misa, because he doesn't want to be Mal himself. But since it's a Sofik, the Sofik Nefashas Lahokam. So the Rambam is Lishitosa. Both are Shvera Rambams.
Is it best then Muzhar to administer a Chayv Misa to a non-Jew every time he violates any Isser, no matter how small it is? Like if he steals a can of soda, they have to kill him?
Yeah, that's what the Gemara says. He's never going to pachas mishaver puto.
And the Bezdin has to do it every time?
Yeah. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara, yeah.
When they said that, can they make their own rules?
The Pasha Pshat is not like the Ramah that they mukhiv to follow Choshe Mishpah. Pasha Pshat is that's included in Dinim. They have to set up a legal system and they have to set up a court of law. The court of law should follow that legal system, whatever they make up, whatever did in the Malchutza. But to say that the mukhiv to follow the Choshe Mishpah, the Pashtus is not. They have a right to make up their own din in the Malchutza.
Is not as if Chas v'Shalom someone marries a non-Jew,
I don't think so. I don't think so. They're not considered his children. He's not related to them because he's Jewish and they're not Jewish and they're not considered his children. By Avraham Avinu, they were considered his children. This din was told to us later, after Matan Torah, that there's no kurva between a Jew and a non-Jew.
Is the Jewish based in who you're to meet at the onesh to the Nachri, or can that be in the autonomy of the Bate Din that they set up?
I think the Pashtus is if there's a Bezdin in there, if there's a Jewish Bezdin who has jurisdiction, so I can't go to some other village and say I'm the judge, self-appointed judge. But if you have, let's say, an Eretz Yisrael, it's under Jewish control, and you have the Jewish Bati Dinim, so the Jewish Bati Dinim have to maintain law and order, and they have to give the punishments to the Bnei Noach also.
And
if they have their own Bati Dinim, so let them take care of their own.
But in an area like an Eretz Yisrael where there are Jewish Bati Dinim, are the Nachri required to set up their own Bati Dinim, or when the Jews have the autonomy, then they don't have to?
They don't have to set up their own if they're under the jurisdiction of a Jewish government. So it's all taken care of. Yeah. But every civilization has to have a legal system and have to have a court system. That's included in Dinim. You have to have a legal system and a court system. The Rambam Hilchas Yisrael Torah talks about Nevuah. He says you have to listen to the Navi. Navi has to be a Navi Muchzok. He has to establish himself as a Navi. Pashem also mobs him. Then he tells you the dinim of Navi Asheker. He says Navi Asheker is Chayv Misa. And he gives you the dinim of Navi Asheker, Chayv Misa, whether he's a Jew or a non-Jew. So he talks about Yoshke, and he talks about Mohammed. And the Rambam sounds like a Ben Noach who comes and he says, I'm a Navi, and he gives you a dinim. It sounds like he's saying that Ben Noach is Chayv Misa, but being a Navi Asheker. Ben Noach is Chayv Misa for pulling someone's leg, for telling him a lie. That's not from the Shevet Mitzvah's Ben Noach. Unless you're going to say that's included in dinim. So Achrayim find that very surprising, that the Rambam holds that there's a din Chiyav Misa on a Ben Noach who decided to become a Navi Asheker. It's a Chiddush that the Hilchus.
Other than
Bilbao. I mean, Rabbanu Shlomo usually doesn't give any Nevuah. But the Shad is the Nachri comes. Yeah, Nachri comes and he convinces everybody else that got a Nevuah.
I'm saying the Hepoch, if he's a Novi Emes, it's just such a Matthias as a Novi Emes of a Goy.
The Rabbanu Shlomo said that he listened to Moshe Rabbeinu, that he's only going to give the Nevuah to the Bnei Sos. And if Lino Anil Yamech. Yeah, he's not going to give Nevuah to the Nachri. But the Shadda Nachri comes and he misleads the public into believing that he has a Nachri comes. He misleads the public into believing that he got a Nevuah and he gets them all to do things. So the Rambam says that he's Chayv Misa Mitam Navi Asheker. It's surprising. So where is it? Maybe it's Abizrai because he's telling over a lie in the name of the Rabbanu Shalom. Maybe. That's a Shaila.
But then you need a Sanhedrin Gedolah to pass on Navi Asheker.
A Navi Asheker, I don't remember, needs a Sanhedrin. I don't think so. I think a Navi Asheker is Chof Gimel. By Jews, it should be Chof Gimel. By Goyim, the Gemara says, Eidech B'dayin Echad. I don't think he needs a Sanhedrin for Navi Asheker. I don't remember. I don't think so. That what? Does it? I don't remember. Does it mention Navi Asheker? I don't think so. Don't think so. Oh yeah, and then less Hashem, less Anavi Asher, less Kangal for Best Mishmiri. You're right. So the Perush Mishnah, you do need Ayin Aleph for Anavi Asher. That's by a Jew. You need Chav Gimel, and then you need Ayin Aleph. But by a Goy, it's Eidech V'Dayin Echad. Yeah. So that's a Chiddush in the Rambam. There's in the Sefer Chiddushi Haran Al Hashas. So they printed all the Masechtas together, the old edition, they printed everything together. So Masechtas Avodah Zarah, in one place, the Ran talks about the fact that one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Enoch is Avodah Zarah. And he assumes that Davar Pashut, he doesn't even point it out. He's taken for granted that Avodah Zarah's Asa Bahanoah applies even to Ben Enoch. So on the bottom of the page, the one who printed it writes, "Woo, what a chiddush!" The printer writes, I got this manuscript, that's what he says. He asked different Rabbonim. Maybe he says, yes, Rabbi Kivega, I forgot already. The Chiddush Haran originally was printed during the lifetime of Rabbi Kivega. So sometimes he points out, he asked Rabbi Kivega, and he said he never heard of this. So this is also, it's a big Chiddush, that Avodah Zarah is also for Ben Erech, not only to worship Avodah Zarah, even not to get Hanoah from Avodah Zarah. It's also included in Avodah Zarah. It's a very big Chiddush. There's a big discussion in Yoredeya. The Gemara in the first parak of Mechoras raises the question, how do we know we're allowed to drink milk? Since Be'em B'chayeho is Asura, any live animal. If you have a pig, or you have an elephant, I don't know if there's an elephant have milk. I don't know. If you have a pig, the pig gives off milk. So not only is the pig Asa B'chila, the milk that comes out of it is also Asa B'chila. That's learned out. The Gemara Perek Eile Trefes learns it up in the Pasuk Bas Hayano. You're not allowed to eat an ostrich. A yana is an ostrich, a non-kosher bird. So what does it say? Bas Hayano? What, only a female ostrich? Male ostrich is muta. The Gemara says, no, Bas Hayano goes on Beitza Soif Tomi. You're not allowed to eat the egg. If you have an eagle's egg, just like the eagle is not kosher, so you're not allowed to eat the egg either. Even though the egg is like a normal egg, like a chicken's egg. You're not allowed to eat the eagle's egg. That's a Mishnah, first parak Mechoras. Tomei means a behemoth tomei. Right. So the Gemara raises the question, any live animal that wasn't yet geshachten is asa b'achila. So milk that comes out from a live animal should be asa b'achila, just like milk from a pig is asa because the pig is asa. The milk from a kosher animal also. Kosher animal calls man, you didn't check that is asa b'achila. So Gemara learns that from a pasuk that since the Torah praises Eretz Yisrael, it's Eretz Zavas Chola B'Dvash. So if the land flowing with milk and honey, so if milk would betray, it does make sense that the Torah would advertise the wonderful Mila of Eretz Zod that it flows with milk and honey if the milk is trapped. So it's a right that the milk is kosher. So the Magen Mishnah interprets in the Rambam the reason why, because Behemah B'Chayah, what's the Yisr? Why is a live animal Osir? So Tosfos claims it's also, Rashi says, because Eved Menachai. Eved Menachai is a loisesi. So Tosfos says, that's a machloikis in Perigid Anoshe, later in Chulin. Whether Behema Bechaya, do you say, animal that's walking in the street is a whole bunch of Eved Menachais? Or do you say, no, when you rip off a limb, when you detach a limb, then it becomes Eved Menachai. When it's walking in the street, it's not yet Eved Menachai. Kozman, all the limbs are attached, it's not yet Eid Menachai. So Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Ve'ema b'chaya has an Issa, not an Issa Eid Menachai, not an Issa Bosa Menachai, it's an Issa Eina Zvucha. Tosfos came up with a Chiddush. Then the other Balei Tosfos are not so convinced that there is such an Issa. Then it says, V'zavachta v'yachaltam mi'ashata zavech ha'to'echel, ma'ashi'iyata zavech ha'to'echel, is there really such an Issa Resa? Maybe there is no such Issa Resa. Maybe the Torah just means to say Yeshechtit, so it won't be an Avela later on. Who says that there's an Isseres? But that's what Tosfos says. So the Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam understood when the Rambam formulates the din that an eagle's egg is osser, an ostrich egg is osser, and milk from a pig is osser, milk from a trefa, a kosher cow, but it has a broken leg in such a way that the whole cow is a trefa, so the milk from an animal that's a trefa is osser. So when the Rambam formulates this, then he says, the Mishnah calls it a Yotzim and a Tamitam. So the Rambam says, anything that's developed in an animal, that there's a lois esay alachi losay. If it's only an iser esay against eating it, so there's no din of Yotzim and ha'asar asa. Because the Rambam holds that human flesh is an iser deraisa. You're not allowed to eat flesh of a human being. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says, how can it be an iser deraisa? So how can you drink a woman's milk, milk from a woman, if a human body, human being is osa b'achila, so then it should be yotzei min osar osa. So the Magen Mishnah comes to defend the Rambam. So that he says, the Rambam writes, the Sar Adam has an iser esse, because it says in the Chumash, Zos ha-behema shet achelu, if a human being would have been a chaya or behema, and we don't have malagera, we're not malagera, so then there would have been a lois esse. To eat an animal that's not malagera, mafra's paris is a lois esse. But to eat human flesh, we're not a behemah v'chayah, so there's no vav, so there's only an iser esei, the Rambam writes. So the Magen Mishnah writes, the Rambam is very careful. When he writes the din of yotzei min ha-tamei, it only applies if the original tamei, if the original animal, has an iser lois esei. If it only has an iser esei, then there's no iser. So he learns that that's the reason why cholav is muta, because behemah v'chayah, his aser, only has an iser esei. Doesn't have an iser lois esei. Not that cholav is a yotzei min ha-klal. Eretz Avos Chola Drash. The pasuk Eretz Avos Chola Drash is megale that you restrict the din. The din of Yetzim and Asa only applies if the Iser is an Iser Lav, not if it's an Iser Esay. So the question is, all right, so we know that Cholav is Mutter. How do you know Beitzim are Mutter? Beitzim is also Shaila. How can you eat eggs from a hen? The hen, while it's alive, is an Iser. So the egg should be also. So according to the Magen Mishnah, that's all included in Eretz Avos Chola Drash. That pasuk is megala, not a yetzim in a klal, that cholov, that some shanim hold, it's a yetzim in a klal cholov, and it doesn't even apply to other things that come out from a live animal. For example, in Shulchan Aruch there's a machlokes, let's say you took milk and you made cheese out of it. So you removed all the curds, and what's left behind is meme cholov. Milk, regular milk, has that something like 68% is water, H2O. Regular water. And there's a little bit that makes the milk. So what if you removed all of the curds from the milk and you're left with plain old water? So that's called Mei Mecholov. So that's Menatara, that's Parav, it's only Milchik Medirabonic because it used to be Milchik. It used to have the curds in it. So some Rishonim hold, you're only allowed to drink the milk when it still has the curds in it, when it's milk. Once you remove all the curds, then you're left with Mei Mecholov, which is Parav and Menatara. It's not Milchik, so it's not covered with the heter of Eretz Havas Chol Hadasha Tzasa, because they yetzim and atami tami. So the Rambam obviously does not agree. The Rambam understood, the Rambam interpreted that the pasuk that says Eretz Chol Hadasha, not a hefter on cholov. And if the milk becomes part of it, then there's no more hefter. The Rambam, the Magen Mishnah says, the Rambam understood. It's muta because it's not a loises, it's only an iser eses. According to the Rambam, you don't need another pasuk to prove that beitzim, that when a hen lays eggs, that the eggs are muta. The same heter, Eretz Havas Chol Hadash means whenever there's no loises, it's only an iser ese. So then it's muta. So the live hen, if you'll shecht it, it'll be muta. There's no loises. So it's alive, it's an iser ese. So there's no din of yetzmeratam. But the Balei HaTosfos understood not so. The Balei HaTosfos understood that a lot of Rishonim understood. So special heter on cholov. Maybe it doesn't even apply to Meimei Cholov. So how do you know that eggs are mutter? So the Rishonim say, they quote the Bahag, that it says, ki koryo lefanecha kan tzipa baderech, there's a mitzvah shiloh hakan. Then it says, shalech to shalach haseim, v'sabonim tikach lok, and tikach lok, you can eat it. That's understood in the pasuk, that the eggs are mutter. That's where the din of shiloh hakan only applies, if it's a kosher egg. It doesn't necessarily have to be aim rabetza salafrech malabetza. Aim doesn't have to be the animal who laid these eggs. It could be an animal sitting on someone else's eggs. It has to be eggs from a kosher bird, and it has to be a kosher, the mother, the female has to be. The Shiloh HaKan doesn't apply if it's a male bird sitting. A lot of times people do Shiloh HaKan, they don't realize that it's the male sitting, it's not the female. It's not always the mother sitting. Some parts of the day, I think in the daytime the father sits on the eggs, and in the nighttime the mother sits on the eggs. You got to ask the people who know. So the din of shiloh hakan only applies if it's a female kosher bird sitting on an eggs of another kosher bird or its own eggs. It doesn't have to be the same. So the Rishonim say, yeah, the pasuk there, sabonim tikach lach, you can take the beitzim and see that the beitzim of an eif tohor are kosher. They hold that you need another heter for the beitzim. So then the Achronim ask a question. So how do you know for b'nei noach? How do you know that a nochri is allowed to eat eggs and drink milk? Maybe for b'nei noach it's also. That would be a big chiddush. That if a Jew has a milk farm or an egg farm, he's not allowed to sell eggs or milk to a nochri because lifnei evil is eat the michshol. How can it be? So the Rishonim say meika midin. The Achronim say there's a literature, Rabbi Kiveger with the Chassam Sofer in that generation, the early 1800s, they write about this. So we're allowed to feed eggs, we're allowed to sell eggs and milk to a nochri because mika midi, if it's muta for us, it has to be muta for them also. It can't be that the nochrim have more restrictions than we have. If we have a pasuk, it's muta for them. So then the question is, but if it's milk from a pig or milk from a behemoth trefa, so we're not allowed to drink it, so then we're not allowed to sell it to a nochri? How can it be? So some say, Nachanami, not allowed to sell. The Nachri is not allowed to eat it. There's no Mi'ika Midi. We're not allowed to sell it to the Nachri. Chola from a behemoth Tmeya, a chola from a behemoth Trefa, or a Beitz HaSoif Tamei, or a Beitz HaSoif Trefa, you're not allowed to give it to a Goy because Lifnei Velasita Mishnah. Others say, no, it's also covered with the Mi'ika Midi. In principle, there's no Issa Yotzim and a Tamei. We're not allowed to eat it because it's a Trefa, but the Issa Trefa doesn't apply to Ibn Enoch. So somehow that is also covered with Mi'ika Midi. Rav Shach has all our sog on the whole thing, and in this 60-page kuntris in the Chemdas Yisrael, he says like Rav Shach, he says he thinks the whole discussion is based on a mistake. By B'nai Noach, they're not allowed to eat Eiv Manachai, but there's no din of Yotzim and Atomei. Tomei, why should that be a problem? What was the whole problem in the first place by Jews? The whole problem was, how are we allowed to drink the milk? How are we allowed to eat the eggs of a hen? Since the hen, while it's alive, is not yet geshochten, there's an Issa Esse Abein Azvucha, but by Ben Enoch, there is no Issa Esse Abein Azvucha. The whole discussion doesn't get off the ground. And even if you say, like Rashi, that Behema Bechaya Becheskasisa, it's an Issa Eben Achai, Tosis was not happy with Rashi. Tosis said, Behema Bechaya, not that the live animal is walking around, it's a bunch of Eiv Menachais. Taisa says it's not true. When you detach the limb, then it becomes Eiv Menachai. Because when it's attached, it's not yet Eiv Menachai. Even if you're all like Rashi is going with the Shita Rish Lakish, even if you say it like that, that the Eid Menachayis, if you eat the flesh of the animal, but not the Yotzim and Hatomi, there should be a din that the milk that comes out or the eggs that come out. The Yotzim and Hatomi is a chiddush by Jews. That Bas Hayan is a pasuk by us. The whole Shana doesn't get off the ground by the Benina. That's what Abshach has in his Sefer. He has this Hasoga on Rabbi Kideger and on the Chassam Sefer. And on the whole literature, how did the whole conversation begin? He thinks the whole thing is a mistake. That Yotzim and Hatomi Tomi doesn't apply to Benina. That's what the Chemdes Yisrael has that taina as well. But that's, in Shulchan Aruch, that's a whole literature. They have the Pischei Tshuva quotes, the whole literature on the topic. Yeah, the Gemara says that a Nochri is not permitted to perform an abortion. And Benach is Nereg al Ha'ubrin. If a Jew kills an Uber, we're not Chayim. So the Mishnah has a need, a Tinek ben Yomechot. When a baby is born already, he's one day old. Means he was born this morning, and I kill him in the afternoon. So tinik ben yomo haharga neragolav. If you kill him, you chayv misa. Don't you have to wait shloshim yom to make sure that the baby is not an eifel? So that's only if it's any yadua shekol alachadosh. But you don't know one way or the other whether it was a full-term pregnancy. So you won't know for sure until after 30 days. But if you know that it was kol alachadosh, you know that it was a full-term pregnancy, whatever that means. In the days of the Gemara, they assumed, days of the Rishonim, they assumed like that opinion of the Gemara, that the Yoledes Letisha, if a woman has a 9-month pregnancy, Eino Yoledes Limukutoim, that it's not normal that she should give birth until the full 9 months are finished, 9 times 30 days. Even though in our calendar we have 29-30, 29-30, by the time they have 30-31, 30-31, no one has 9 months in a row, 30 days. But that's what it's in the Gemara. The Gemara says 9 times 30 days, that's called Kol HaLechadoshev. On the assumption that Yoledes Letisha, Gemara talks about two types of pregnancies. The Tanoim were working on the assumption there's a 7-month pregnancy and a 9-month pregnancy. If a woman has a baby in the 8th month, so you have to ascertain, is it a post-mature 7-month pregnancy or is it a premature 9-month pregnancy? The Rishonim already say they don't understand what in the world the Gemara is talking about. They never heard of such a thing. There's a 7-month pregnancy. There is no such thing. But that's what the Gemara has about that. So in the days of the Gemara, if you have Yoledes L'shiva, if it's a 7-month pregnancy, that's Yoledes L'miktoim. That's normal that she should give birth in the beginning of the 7th month. That's perfectly normal. That's what the Rishonim say. They don't know what it means. There is no such thing as a 7-month pregnancy. But a 9-month pregnancy, that's a machlokes. And the Rishonim assume Yoledes Letisha, a 9-month pregnancy, any Yoledes Lemikutoi. She's not going to give birth into the beginning of the 9th month. It's only normal and healthy if she gave birth after the completion of the full 9 months, 9 times 30 days. There are more Paskins in Ebenezer, he quotes a Tashbetz, or whatever it was in the days of the Gemara de Rishonim, it's just not so today. Today it's very normal into the beginning of the 9th month. The woman, that's called Kolol HaChadoshev. That's considered Kol HaChadoshev. The Ramah has it been a get to the din of Chalitza. Let's say a man dies and he has no children. So his wife needs Chalitza. But his wife gave birth to a baby. Let's say after he dies or before he died, right? Gives birth to a baby. And the baby dies 3 days later. The baby didn't live 30 days. So if it was a premature baby, the baby dies within 30 days, so then it's considered a nafel. So it's considered as if it was never alive at all. So even though at the time the husband died, there was a baby, or the baby was born after he died. But since the baby dies within 30 days, it's a Gloy Muslim, my friend was an Eifel, so there is a need for Chalitza. But if the baby was Kol HaChadoshev, if it was a full-term pregnancy, then there's no din that you have to wait 30 days. You know that it's Kol HaChadoshev. So the Ramah says, what if the baby was born into the beginning of the 9th month? So the Ramah says that Bizman is perfectly normal, everybody knows, he quotes Tashbetz, whatever the din was in the days of the Gemara, the Rishonim, is irrelevant. The Bizman is there, it's perfectly normal. Shaila is that the Rabban never said anything in Hilchas Avelus. Hilchas Avelus, they quote the Dinim, that if a baby dies within 30 days, one doesn't observe Avelus, unless it was Kol HaChadoshev, and there it says Kol HaChadoshev means 9 times 30 days. So why doesn't he say 8 times 30 days? Why doesn't he say into the beginning of the 9th month? It's a very Kol HaChadoshev. So some assume who are denami, just like the Ramah wrote it in the end of Ebenezer by Hilchas Chalitza, the din carries over here. Now Avnei Nez has a whole explanation why it's not so. Why it's not so. That by Avelis we still make them. So So the Gemara has this din. So the Mishnah in Nida says, Tinik ben Yomo, Ahar Ganer Golov. If you kill a baby who was just born today, Yochai Misa. What if you kill the Uber while it's inside the Rechem Ha'im? So the Mashmos of the Mishnah is that you're not Chai Misa, because he wasn't born yet. And by B'nai Noach, the Gemara says, B'nach Nerag Alu Ubrin. If a Nochri kills an Uber, he's Chai Misa. So we know there's a Mishnah in Oholos that's quoted here on the Afayim Beis on the base. If a woman is pregnant and the pregnancy is causing a sakana to the mother, you're concerned the mother's going to lose her life if she continues with the pregnancy. The Gemara says he can kill the Uber in order to save the life of the mother. So we assume, because if you kill an Uber, you're not Chai Misa, so you don't say Yarag Vayavar. Are you allowed to kill one person in order to save someone else's life? So are you allowed to kill an Uber in order to save the mother? So the answer is, because the killing Uber is not Ritzicha yet. Killing Uber is not Chai Misa till he's born. But a Benoyach, by Benoyach, if they kill an Uber, they are Chai Misa. So maybe by Benoyach, maybe they're not permitted to kill the Uber in order to save the life of the man. So Tosis has 2 days about that. Tosan Nun Tes.
The Gemara Nun Zion seems to indicate that it's actually Machlokes Tanoyim, whether a Benoyach is killed for killing an Uber or not. So what's stopping the Benoyach just to say, Kimli, like the man Damar was Mekel?
I don't know. We assume the halacha that he's never got the Uber. Yeah.
So what about the Bezdin that's run by the Bnei Noach?
I don't know. It's a good question. Do they have to listen to the way we pass in the Shilas, or can they have their own Bezdin? I don't know. That's an interesting question. I don't know.
If we say that a baby who only lived for 8 months is really called a chadasha, and then that baby's born and he's killed by someone on the first day, isn't that really giving someone a death penalty based on Svara? Because we really had a halacha first that it was only a 7-month baby or 9-month baby. And now, based on Svara, we're saying, oh, you're really now, you're chayav on this thing.
We assume that today it's perfectly normal. A baby is born into the beginning of the 9th month. That's called full-term pregnancy.
But if it's an application of Svara, and we don't normally kill someone based on Svara, why isn't that a problem?
No, you're not killing based on Svara, based on medical knowledge. How did the Chachamim figure all this out? Also, based on the medicine of their generation. That's how the Rishonim say. So the Chassam Sofer has like that. How did Tanoim? They weren't doctors. They relied on the doctors of their generation. So Ramos says, we rely on the doctors of our generation. We do exactly what the Tanoim did. We rely on the doctors of our generation. Doctors of our generation say that it's perfectly normal that the baby is born in the beginning, into the beginning of the 9th month. That's called Kolal Chadashav. Yeah. All medical issues are decided by the doctors. When do you decide that a person is dead? That's not a medical question. That's a theological question. That's not a medical question. The doctors can describe what the facts are. But what's the definition of life and death? That you have to ask a shayla. So that's 2 days in Tosfos. Is a benoyach permitted to kill the Uber in order to save the life of the mother or not? That's 2 days in Tosfos. They're machmir. By the Catholic Church, they're machmir. The Rishalmi has a statement that there's no din of gerishin b'ksav by non-Jews. They don't have to write a get. So what is a din? If a non-Jewish couple is married, they want to get divorced. So they don't have to have a get. So what do? So there are two opinions in the Rishalmi. So one opinion is that they're stuck for life, they can't get divorced. That's what the Catholic Church has adopted, the position l'achmer. Once you get married, you're stuck for life. The Rambam is more lenient than the Catholic Church. So the Rambam has adopted the other position in the Rishalmi. They can get divorced by saying, nice knowing you, goodbye and good luck. Either the husband or the wife can initiate it. And as soon as they say, goodbye and good luck, nice knowing you, that's the marriage, is terminated. But the Catholic Church has adopted the other position in the Gemara, in the Rishalmi, two opinions in Rishalmi, that once they got married, they're stuck. The Gemara in the first parak in Kedushin learns that from Psukim, that Misas HaBaal is Matir. If a couple is married, the husband dies, the wife is allowed to remarry. So the Pnei Yeshua there has a Chiddush Nifla. He says, by Jews, you have a pasuk. By goyim, there's no pasuk. So a goy who is married, even though the husband died, the wife is not allowed to be married. So all our friendly message is against the Nafa Nigmar here. The Gemara here talks about the different relatives whom the Bnei Noach Hamuza, that they're not allowed to marry. So the Gemara says, not allowed to live with your mother. The Gemara says, your mother? Your mother's the Chanesh Sish. What do you have to tell me? You're not allowed to sleep with your mother, because the emo, mother's an eshesish. The Gemara says, no, we're talking lachamisa. The father died already, so the mother's no longer an eshesish. It's an offering Gemara. Here, Anun Ches and Ral. of the Gemara that lacha misa. They say Pnei Yeshua is against the Gemara. How can he say that?
Pnei Yeshua.
No. This sugya by Bnei Noach. It says Al Ken Yazav Yisha Sava V'Sima V'Dav Bishta. So they established who is included in the prohibition. The Mishnah Melech has a lot to say about Ben Noach. So he quotes a machlokes in Yerushalmi whether Ben Noach would be in violation of Shvua Sheker. It's not from the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Noach. If a Nochri swears falsely about something, is that cause that he's chayv misa or not? Why should it? There's two machlokes hatanoim, two brises quoted by the Yerushalmi. So the Poshib Shat is, why is there an opinion in Yerushalmi that the Nochri is Muzer on Shvua Sheker? Pashtus is because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shvuos that a real Shvuah is either Shvuah Bashem or Shvuah Lashem. Either he's swearing to God, I swear to God, or I swear by God. Swear by God means just like I believe that God exists, so too, I don't owe you the $1,000. So if he does owe the $1,000, he's said by equation, I don't believe that God exists. He said, just like God exists, just like I know that God exists, so too I don't owe you the money. And he does owe the money, so he said that God doesn't exist. Or he's swearing to God, and he's lying to God. So either Shua Bashem or Shua Lashem, the Rambam says, Shua Nitshem, either Shua Lashem or Shua Bashem. So he's making fun of God. So maybe that opinion in the Yerushalmi holds that it's considered a form of Avodah Zarah, a Chiddush. But what if the Nochri takes a Neder? And that there's no din that has to be Lashem Bashem. So that's a Peladika. There's a Tosfos in the first Perek in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara learns that from the Pasuk that a Ben Noach who wants to bring Karbanos L'Shamayim is perfectly okay. He can bring on he can make his own Bama, make his own Mizbeach Chutz L'Bez HaMikdash. He doesn't have a prohibition of Shchut Chutz. He's not allowed to bring as a Karban a Mechusar Eva. He's permitted to bring a Balmum, but he's not permitted to bring a Mechusar Eva. So Tosfos says, how come it's not listed among the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach? It's not from the Sheva Mitzvahs. So what is he over on? What do you mean? If he's going to be Makar of a Mechusar Eva, what Avera did he do? So Tosfos says, maybe it doesn't mean that he's over on Avera when he brings a Korban that's a Mechusar Eva. Maybe what it means is, if he took a Neder to bring a Korban and he brought a Mechusar Eva, that per se is not an Avera, but he's not Yetzir the Neder. So he's mechuyev to bring another carbon. So Rabbi Kiveger asks on the Gilgan Hashas on the bottom of the page, but neder is not from the Sheva Mitzvah Benach. So why is he obligated to observe his neder? Shvuah, those are the two opinions in the Yerushalmi that the Mishnah Melech quoted in Hilchos Malachim. Maybe Bnei Noach are not permitted to violate a Shvuah because Shvuah is either Shvuah Hashem or Shvuah Bashem. So maybe that's equivalent to worshiping Avodah Zarah. It looks like you're lying to God, or lying, you say that God doesn't exist. But the neder, why should it be? That's a pelah. Rabbi Kiveger asked that kasha, doesn't have an answer, and Avne Miluim and Ebenezer talks about that kasha also. It's a pelah digi kasha.
Why is it that a carbon for the guy without his neighbor? It's still a neder. I mean, he made a neder. Did he say, I'm bringing a full animal that doesn't have a neighbor?
He never said, but since the halacha required that it has to be, it can't be a mechusar eva, so he wasn't yotzei his neder with that. That's what Tosfos says. Beloshem and Ayodim. Benedorm halacha achaloshem and Ayodim. Meaning, Loshem and Ayodim, why is a Mechusar Eva not included?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why should it be if Beloshem and Ayodim is not included? I don't know. Yeah, what if a Nochri's life is bisakona? Is he allowed to eat an Eib Menachai in order to save his life? We have a din, b'chai b'hem aloshi omas b'hem. And Parshas Achrei Mois, v'chayt b'hem alo shiomis b'hem. But do b'nei noach have such a din? So the some Achreinim say no. I think the Mizrahi HaChumash says no. The Pashtus says that yes, because the Gemara has a whole sugi at the end of Perek, the last Gemara, in Perek Mentzor Amore, on Dafayin Hei, whether b'nei noach have a din of Yehorek Val Yavar on Avodah Zarah. If someone is threatening to kill me unless I'm going to worship Avodah Zarah, so a Jew is not allowed to be after Hashem Elokecha b'chol nafshech afilu noitlos namshecha, but Avas Hashem b'chol nafshecha is only for us. But b'nei noach they don't have a din. So the Gemara has that shaila, whether b'nei noach have to, they have a din of Yehorek Val Yavar. there's a machlokes Rishonim what the maskana is. The Gemara comes to a conclusion. Machlokes what the maskana is. So the Rambam is very clear that Bnei Ech do not have a din of the Yehar Glayava. The Rambam has it in Hilchas Melochim, when he has the two prokem per test per yud, has all the din about Bnei Ech. He writes explicitly, there's no Yehar Glayava. Then in Hilchas Yisodi HaTorah, their perek begins, I think perek A. The perek begins with the words, Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvim Al Kiddush Hashem. He starts off called Beis Yisrael. So that's what it means. Beis Yisrael are not the Nochem. The Nochem don't have the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. They don't have. So the Rambam writes that there's no Yehorek Bal Yava by Nochrim. So why is it mutter for him to worship the Avodah Zarah? The answer is because Nefesh is Deicha, since his life is Bisakon.
You can kill somebody else too?
No, that the Mishnah Melech says, that was never in doubt. The Gemara says, Yehorek Bal Yava by Shvichas Damim is a Svara. So whatever is a Svara is binding on everyone. That's it becomes a din d'oraisa. The Gemara says in a few places, "Vamalikra svarahu." Something is a svar. So the Mishnah Melech says that the whole discussion in the Gemara, whether Yehorek Bal Yava applies to Bnei Noach, only applies to Avodah Zarah, to the other isurim, to Avodah Zarah, or Gidli Arayis. But it wouldn't apply to Shvichas Damim because that's a svara pshuta. Maichosis, etc. That's a svar. So the Mizrahi and Chumash hold not some. Mizrahi holds that Bikoch Nefesh is not deiche for a nochri. If a nochri wants to eat a menachai in order to save his life, he's not allowed to. So what's the whole din in the Gemara? The Rambam Paskin says, no, Yehorek Bal Yava. So apparently he thinks that's if there's an anos, if there's a person who's ma'anis me, someone threatens to kill me unless I'm going to do this avera, so then that's einus rachmana patre, but that's only an anos, if there's a person who's ma'anis. But if I'm bisakone, and the only way to save my life is to do the avera, so that the Mizrahi has a chiddush that you don't that there's no head to pikuach nefesh by Nochem.
What about the mice of Amon, the Sartzwa of the Melech Haram?
Yeah.
Is there a Novi that I am going to go to the Beis Rimo?
Yeah.
The Zorah, but Slicha.
Yes. So the Rambam understood that the Maskana was at its mutter because there's an Anos, because he's afraid that his king is going to kill him if he doesn't worship Avodah Zarah. So whenever there's an anos, then the Mizrahi also agrees that it's mutter. But if there's no person who's an anos, just I am in a sakana dika situation.
It's not what the first. Isn't that a form of anos? Isn't that form of an oinus? He's not doing it because of
the... No, that the Rambam, we usually assume that the Rambam distinguishes. The Rambam says, if someone threatens to kill me, unless I worship Avodah Zarah, let's say during the Spanish Inquisition, so they say, either you convert to Christianity or we kill you. So the din is, they're not supposed to convert. What if they did convert? So the Rambam Shita is, others disagree with the Rambam. Rambam Shita is that you're not chayv misa because that is rachmana patre. It's ba'oinus. But what if the Rambam has a different case? What if a person's life is bisakone? He's sick or something. And he eats, and he does an avera in order to... What's an example? Nana Miyatze Asherah. He does an Aver in order to save his life. But there was no one threatening to kill him unless he does the Aver. He's sick, he's in a predicament. In order to save his life, he decides to do the Aver. So then the Rambam says, Manisha Mosa Onish Haroilo. Then the Rambam says, you do punish him. So that's a Shaila. Why? The Rambam himself said that if they threaten to kill me, there's a mitzvah says if you have to stand on kav b'chol napshecha in the night plus napshecha, but you don't punish me. So why is all of a sudden over here? So some of the Rambam say manish mosh onu shavroilo doesn't mean he gets the malchus of the misa that he deserves. Bezin should give a punishment lo hayrosho because he violated the mitzvah says of you have to stand on kav b'chol napshecha because he violated the mitzvah. But it doesn't mean that you give him einish misa malchus. But that's I think the. The Tama Melech has like that. One of the Mefarshim on the Rambam has like that. But the Pashtus is that it's not. The Pashtus are usually assume that there's a difference. That Oynes Rachmana Patre only applies if there's an Anos. If there's a person who's threatening to kill me, he's pressuring me to do an Avera, and if I don't do the Avera, if I don't give in to him, he's going to kill me. Oynes Rachmana Patre, that's not a Heter. It Patas from the Oynes. So the Rambam says you're not allowed to violate the Avera. That's your Yehorek Bal Yava. You're not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. But if you did, you're potter. But if there's no Anos, then it's not a din of Anos Rachmanat Patri. Then it's just a din of Pikuach Nefesh. So if Pikuach Nefesh is Deuche, Kol HaTarkut is Deuche. Pikuach Nefesh is not Deuche by the Gimel Averis HaChemuris. So there's no head to Pikuach Nefesh. Then if he violated Aver, he'll get the death penalty. He'll get the Malkus. Because it's not called Oynes. That's only called Pikuach Nefesh. Whenever Pikuach Nefesh doesn't apply, then you give him the regular punishment that he deserves. That's how it's usually assumed to be the Pshat. So that's a discussion whether Pikuach Nefesh Decha Kol HaTarkula, maybe it only applies to Jews, maybe it doesn't apply to Nochrim. That's what the Mizrahi is a commentary on Pirush Rashi Al HaTorah. That's what he comments when Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't perform the Bris Milah on the day because he said, Omo Beitzel HaDerech Sakona Hi Lavlad. So he says that the Cheshbon, Moshe Rabbeinu was punished because he made that Cheshbon. Why was he punished? So the Chazals, the Poshim Pshat Nigamor, because when he came to the Malon, and the Malach came to kill Moshe Rabbeinu, he, instead of being Oisik in the Malon, he should have been Oisik in the Bris of the baby now. So the Mizrahi says, not so. He should have done the Bris last week, before he went on the trip, that there's no din of Pikuach Nefesh Deuche by Bnei Noach. It's a Chiddush. The Pashtus is not so. The Prima Gadim has a discussion. We have a din of Sofik Deraisa L'chumer. Does that din apply to the Bnei Noach? Let's say they have some food. He's not sure whether this is an Eid Menachai or not. He has no way of knowing. So they say Sofik Deraisa L'chumer. So the Prima Gadim wants to say, he suggests, that maybe it should depend on the Machloikis of Rishani, whether the din of Sofik Deraisa L'chumer is a din Men HaTorah or a din Medirabbanan. The Rambam holds that Sofik Deraisa L'chumer itself is only Medirabbanan. So if it's only Midirabbanan, maybe they never introduced it Legabi Bnei Noach. But if Safek Deraisa L'chumer is a din min HaTorah, it means it's Mitzad HaSvara. We know it on our own, Mitzad HaSvara. So maybe then it should apply to the Bnei Noach as well. Unless you say maybe it's not known Mitzad HaSvara. Maybe that's what the Sefer Charedim gives you, a list of all of the mitzvahs. So he says, the Pasuk says, V'acharta v'chayim, how does it say in the Chumash? So v'charta v'chaim is a mitzvah of speka deraisa l'chumer. Whenever you're faced with a suffix, you should go l'chumer. So maybe that mitzvah of v'charta v'chaim was never given to the Bnei Noach. So maybe you wouldn't say on your own suffix deraisa l'chumer. Even if you hold that it's deraisa, it's not that it's suffix deraisa l'chumer from a svara, that it should be binding on Bnei Noach as well. Maybe suffix deraisa l'chumer is based on exeris akas of v'charta v'chaim. Maybe it doesn't apply to Bnei Noach. So that's the Prima Gadim, is not sure about that. Tosis in Ezel Neshech and Afayin has two opinions. They're not sure whether Bnei Noach are in violation of an Issa Gezel if they charge ribis. If a Nochri lends to another Nochri beribis. We're permitted to lend to a Nochri beribis, that's a pasuk. A Nochri Sasha. But what if a Nochri lends beribis to someone? So we usually assume that Bnei Noach are not mitzuvah al ribis. So Tosis is not sure, because the simple reading of the Gemara there is that when you charge ribis, you're in violation of gezel. So Tosis has the two dinim, two opinions. Yeah, Nochri Sheshavas, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, and a non-Jew is not permitted to observe Shabbos. Then the Gemara says that even if he's going to observe Sabbath on Monday, afilu sheni b'Shabbos. So that's a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, what that means. So Rashi learns, a Nochri is not allowed to take a vacation. He's not allowed to relax. And the Rambam doesn't learn like that. Nochri is not allowed to go on vacation. He's not allowed to klol l'sholdovah, eminich mos l'chadish das. He's not allowed to make up a new religion. Then the Rambam sounds like the Bnei Noach hamuzer am bal tosif. Let's say Bnei Noach says, I know I only have seven mitzvahs, but I want to volunteer to observe Shabbos also. So we have a concept of eina mitzvah v'yoseh. A woman is permitted to volunteer as an eina mitzvah v'yoseh. So the Rambam sounds like he holds that Bnei Noach is not allowed to volunteer. There's a din of bal tosif on a Bnei Noach. So in this sefer Chemdas Yisrael, he has in the 60-page kuntres, and Bnei Noach, he dug up a tosif rishon in Avodah Zarah, who talks about this explicitly, and he thinks that the only time there's a Rashi line, there's a machlokes hatanoim, whether a woman is permitted to volunteer to do smicha on a korban. Nashim samchas v'shus, or nashim are not allowed to do smicha. So Rashi learns, what's the machloikis? Is there a violation of bal tosif? So Rabbeinu Tam says the accepted opinion is, a nashim samchas v'shus, there's no violation of bal tosif. that women can volunteer to do a mitzvah is an ene mitzvah v'yosef. So the Tosfos Rid says the only time there was a machloikas whether there's bal tosef is by noshim, because Jewish people have a din of bal tosef, but by bnei nech there's no din of bal tosef. So if the noshim wants to volunteer over and above the seven mitzvahs, wants to volunteer additional mitzvahs, that doesn't pose a problem. So the Chemed HaSisot takes it.
No?
Huh?
They get toshim, it's mashma that they're allowed to take in front of the bezin additional mitzvahs.
Additional, that the Mishnah Brura has that chiddush. The Ger Toshav accepts upon himself to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Enoch, and then the Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Shabbos. And the Bir Alocha has such a discussion. Maybe the Nochri wants to accept more mitzvahs over and above the Sheva Mitzvahs. So he raises such a possibility. A Chiddush, yeah.
Should a guy follow our halachos regarding Taroves and Rove Chazaka when it comes to his Yorodea for Eber Menachai?
Eber Menachai, is it bottled Beroiv? That's also the Prima Gadim is not sure. How many dinim from Yoridei applied to the Bnei Noach? He's not sure about that. There was a famous maisa in Yerushalayim. There was a non-Jew who converted. This is in the late 1800s. There was a non-Jew who was in the process of converting. He already had the bris milah, and he was waiting till it was going to heal to be tovel in the mikveh. And then he came to shul on Shabbos. So Rabbi Shmuel Salant happened to be in Europe. He wasn't there. So the assistant rabbi was in charge. What was his name? No. Lemel. What was his first name? Abasha Lemel. Abasha Lemel, yeah. So so he told the Nachri, he asked the Nachri, were you Mechal Shabbos today? He says, no. He said, quickly, it's getting late. It's almost Shkia. You should write your name on a piece of paper, do some halacha, because you're not allowed to observe Shabbos. So then they asked all the other Abam, he said, there's a whole literature. In fact, the Lakewood Kollel in Chicago, many years ago, 30 years ago, put out a hardcover sefer. They just collected all the different tshuvas that are printed in different svarim, and they put it out. 30 tshuvas just on this issue alone. What the Nochri Shemol V'loy Tovol? He's in the middle of the Geirus process, but he didn't finish. Is he allowed to observe Shabbos? Is he allowed to volunteer to observe Shabbos? Or is he mechuyev to observe Shabbos? Or is he prohibited to observe Shabbos? So they quote that Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Zonenfeld, I think, or Rabbi Shmuel Salant, I forgot already which one of them, maybe it's Rabbi Shmuel Salant, they had a chiddush that the ger who does milo is mechuyev to observe all the mitzvahs. But if he wants to back out from the gerus, he can back out up until he does the tefillah. But if he doesn't back out, he's mechuyev to keep Shabbos. Pashta says that it's not so. Ger Shemol V'loy Tovol is a goy. What do you mean? He's not mechuyev to do any mitzvahs. He holds that after he's going to be Tovol, he'll become Jewish Lamafreya, starting from the Milah. Others argue that the Shabbos was given Bimara, Shabbos was given Bimara, and the Jews were Mavol like Tovol. They were all Mali Mitzrayim. They weren't Tovol till Maimon Hasina, that was 7 weeks later. And in the middle of Shabbos was given, they all observed Shabbos. They see that Mavol like Tovol is permitted to observe Shabbos. Others say that was Ahira Shor, that was once in the history of the world. What has it got to do with us? So that was a big debate.
If it's not true that he was retroactively Jewish during the Milah, then they essentially did a Milah on a non-Jew.
They right? did a Milah on a non-Jew.
And so
the Gemara, the Rashba says in the first half in Perikah Oral in Yevamos, when a non-Jew does a circumcision for medical purposes, he still remains an Oral. He remains a non-Jew, remains an Oral. When the Milah is done, the Shem Gerus, he's no longer called an Oral, but he's still not Jewish. He's not called an Oral anymore because the Milah was done the Shem Gerus. But to say that he's Jewish and he's chayv in all the mitzvahs, just he can back out, it's very flimsy. Doesn't make any sense. Usually assumed, not like that. Usually assumed, he's not Jewish. Maybe he's allowed to observe Shabbos, but he's not Jewish until Mol V'Tovol. Mol V'Tovol. Mol V'Loy Tovol is a goy.
And by Gzela, if Ribbis is Gzela, and so we're allowed to do it, and a non-Jew is not allowed to do it, so wouldn't that be problematic that there would be something which is permitted for us?
Yes. That's a good kasha. You can mean it. That is a good kasha. Yeah. The Gemara talks, when the Gemara is discussing emo, what do you have a din? Goy is not allowed to live with his mother, not allowed to marry his mother. Emo is the chaneshis ish. So the Gemara says, lachamis, the father died. Or then the Gemara says, maybe anusa saviv. The father was never married to the mother. The father was ma'anis, the mother. So it's Imo, but it's not. She's not an Eshes Ish. So the Mishnah Lamelech has in a Sefer Parashas Drachim, he has a few, that's a Sefer on Agarta. So he has a whole essay, a little bit about the Obis Kodimatar. He talks about this. So he says the Gemara didn't say Mufuta Saviv, but the Rambam says Mufuta Saviv. Anusa Saviv or Mufuta Saviv. The Gemara didn't say Mufuta Saviv, so he gives a whole fantastic explanation. He quotes a passage from the Talmud Yerushalayim. He's the one who made this famous. Mishlam Melech in his Parashas Drachim quotes a passage in the Talmud Yerushalmi that if 10 Nochrim went to a prostitute and each one was Mizana with her, so the first one is married to her and the next 9 are all Chayv Misa because they're Boal Eishes Ish. But they went to a prostitute. They didn't have in mind the shame Ishus. So it would appear, so the Yerushalmi quotes Shmuel. Shmuel is from the Chachmei Ababli. Yerushalmi quotes Shmuel that there's issues by Bnei Noach, even though they didn't have in mind L'shem issues. Even though they didn't have in mind. So if it's Anusa Saviv, so they both didn't have in mind. The man didn't want to marry her, and the woman didn't want to marry him either. So no one had in mind L'shem issues. But if it's Mufuta Saviv, so that's what the Parashas Drachma suggests, would have been Mufuta Saviv. So the father didn't have a mind to marry the mother, but the mother maybe wanted to marry the father. So we have Das Acheres Maknes, so you don't need Das Koine. Woo! A whole fantastic Kiddush. So she becomes an Eishes Ish, even though the men didn't want to marry her, but she wanted to marry him, so they have Das Acheres Maknes. Unbelievable. But he said, but the Chemet Yisrael points out, but the Rambam says not so. The Rambam says, Anusa Sovi, Womufuta Sovi. Mishlam Melech made that deal. Why the Gemara only says Anusa Saviv? They didn't say Mufuta Saviv, because the Gemara holds like that idea in the Yerushalmi, that Mufuta Saviv she would be an Eishes Ish. Pashta says that it's certainly not correct. Yeah, by Nochrim. Yeah. On the pasuk in Parshas Noach, Shafech Dam Ha'Adam, Ba'Adam Dam Yishafech. So Ba'Adam means the bezin. Shafech Dam Ha'Adam. If you murder someone, Ba'Adam Dam Yishafech. The bezin should put him to death. So the Targum Onkelos says Ba'Adam Al Pi Eidim V'Al Pi Dayanim. That's how the Targum says. He gives you in the plural. So that's what the Mefarshim ask on the Targum. The Gemara says Abden Noach is Narik Ve'Eid Echad V'Dayin Echad. So you shouldn't have written Eidim in the plural, and you shouldn't have written Dayanim in the plural. You should have written everything in the singular. It's a Pella. These are the lighter topics of Bnei Noach. The Chem Tzisol has another 60 pages. It has a lot of Rishayim Acharim. It has tons of Torah. Okay. Tomorrow we'll learn Bnei Neder, the Parsha. Parsha's Bahar.
Tomorrow they have the end of the trial of the guys who tried to burn down the school place.